Okay. It's like I said, it's the worst, best oil to use. Okay. But the reason why, like I said, it's low in saturated fat, high in monounsaturated fat, which is fantastic. Contains omega-3s, fats, and can cook with anything, really. Okay, now the reason why people don't want to use it, okay, is because it's a GMO, okay, genetically modified organism, okay. It's like the way that's processed and the different kind of things people don't agree with, so that's why it's really frowned upon, I guess you could say, you know. So just be aware of that, okay. So canola oil isn't 100% bad, okay. So when you see it in your ingredient list or whatever, and like, oh my god. Shane, thanks so much for tuning in. Just when you get a chance, hit that subscribe button or hit that follow button if you listen on podcast. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Coming through loud and clear.
Okay, we'll see. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you everyone for joining me. This is really, yeah, I actually like this. Having the window open, make sure the lighting is just right so you can see my face and it's not like blurry or something, anything crazy. So it's Q&A today. But of course, I have some topics to talk about because it's just in case, and especially we won't have a live stream or anything next week, Monday, because of Memorial Day. Comment below, let me know what you guys are going to be doing for Memorial Day. But let's get into it. Actually, also comment below, let me know what you guys think about this new setup. Because we'll talk about our steps. Okay, I haven't calculated the last couple ones that I've gotten, but a step challenge for 300,000, actually crossed that out, 3 million steps. Ladies, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Please continue it. You guys are doing really fantastic. We're trying to get to 3 million. If I'm not mistaken, I'm just trying to guesstimate, we should be at maybe 1.7 million. All right, but we have, what is today, the 20th, we have like 11 more days, give or take, okay? Like I said, I haven't counted the past two days that I've gotten, but I'm definitely going to try to do that later tonight, and then I'll post that up there to let you guys know what's going on, if not, maybe tomorrow. But okay, that's out the way. Let's talk about emotional eating. There's a ton of stuff to talk about today, everyone. Emotional eating, we're going to talk about cooking oils. I think all this information is really going to be good today. Omega-6s, omega-3s. We're going to talk about being a vegetarian. Does that stop you from having issues with metabolic syndrome, metabolic issues, meaning blood pressure, hypertension, all these kind of stuff that other people do. And then we're going to end it off with tips avoiding snacking and sweets. Now, of course, like I said, this mainly is Q&A. So if I don't get to anything because you guys asked me tons of questions, that's completely fine. I'm okay with that. Okay. But we're going to talk about, let me check and see if there's any questions, anything at all. Okay. No questions so far. Okay. Let's just get right into it then. Okay. So emotional eating is pretty much when you go, we have an emotion, you feel an emotion and you feel like you have to eat something. And the thing is, stereotypically, the emotional eating is usually a breakup, some type of, you feel depressed, some type of negative thing. But believe it or not, it could be positive as well. So if you're in a really good mood, you said, hey, let me have some, let me treat myself. I'm in a good mood, let me treat myself. You know, so stress, boredom, loneliness, poor sadness, and like I said, even happiness can actually cause it. Okay. So what usually happens, the trigger, okay, the emotion, whatever it may be, like you feel you eat for comfort or whatever that you know, like I said, the stimulus is or that emotion is, they have temporary relief. Then what comes after that, well, we normally get like that regret. Oh my God, what did I do? Oh my goodness. So let's say if you are depressed, you're probably going to be even more depressed after that. You know, so it's good to like be aware of it. We're gonna go to tactics and things to take care of it in a minute. But then you usually repeat the cycle, depending how it is. Okay, so we have to make sure that we're aware of that, and we're gonna talk about all that kind of stuff. So awareness, recognize the difference between physical hunger and emotional, just being, you know, being emotional eater kind of thing. So understand when you feel hungry, it will slowly. That's the thing. That's very, very important. So you understand if you're hungry or not. Okay, if you're hungry, like real legit hungry, it's gonna come slowly to you. Okay, if your emotions are, you know, getting the best of you, it's gonna happen fast. Okay, so understand that difference. So when you see that, you kind of like, you want to actually make sure that you maybe before I get to that, it's usually eating mindlessly, craving comfort foods, eating late at night, and eating when stressed. Okay, some of you might be managers or high stressful jobs, like even teachers, you know, and you guys you know, go through that, you know, which sucks, you know. So anyway, let's get back to it. Okay, so what could physically happen, okay, when you react to these things or your health? Okay, so the physical can lead to weight gain, obesity, okay, and other illnesses, metabolic issues that you might have, hypertension, your heart disease, diabetes. Okay, if you don't react to that, if you don't try to keep that in check. Okay, mental. Okay, so yeah, so let's say you feel sad, you feel depressed or something like that, and then you go to comfort food, and then you feel even more shameful because of the fact that, oh my God, what did I do? Either because you know you shouldn't have done that just overall, or just because in general, like maybe you're just watching your calories or trying to just mess up my diet. Oh my goodness, what have I done? That kind of thing. Okay. Let's see. So, and this actually could be like I said, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. And I'm actually going to tell you a story, about this, about someone that I know I feel like she dealt with this, but we'll talk about that in a minute at the end of this. Okay. So identifying the triggers. Okay. Best to like lock it when you feel like it, you're eating, you know, more in emotion, just lock it, even just lock it in general. You feel like you're doing that, so let's log it. Let's say, okay, so this happened. Susan broke my heart, or Susan got me upset, or whatever, or Johnny did this to me, or whatever. Log it, okay, before I ate, this is what happened, okay? We talked about mindful eating before. Mindful eating is just being aware, like saying, not eating in front of a TV, just like paying and savoring every bite kind of thing, not just like num 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 num, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that we tend to do, especially with screens all over the place. I literally have these screens right now doing this, so it's, you have to be careful with that. Okay, you just keep on eating and eating, not being aware. And I know the tendency is, okay, watching a movie, let's get some popcorn or get some snacks or something like that. Okay, so just be mindful of that. Okay, yeah, also finding healthy alternatives when it comes to like certain snacks. Like say this ice cream, you know, they're not the same as like a Haagen-Dazs or what's the other one? A Blue Ribbon, I think, is another one, I think. I forgot. But anyway, you know, you can find healthier alternatives when it comes to ice cream, when it comes to certain snacks or what have you. But, you know, it's not the same. But like I said, it's a good alternative. Okay, and we're actually going to go through tips for snacking and stuff like that at the end. Okay, let me just make sure. I just keep on checking to see. Okay, Regina. That's hard when you are on a short lunch. Yeah. Oh, wait, what's hard? I probably just missed that, your comment, Regina. So what are you saying that's hard when you're on a, when you had a short lunch. I mean, I presume maybe eating a healthy meal maybe might be hard, because most likely you have to put it in something in the microwave and you can't really actually. Oh, mindful eating. Oh, that's right. That's true. Yes. You have to discard for that. But hopefully what you do eat, let's say you're eating something in the lunchroom or something like that, is something you made. You know, you already portioned it out, so you can eat that fast. Yes, that's fine. But it's just like when you have, you know, like a bag of chips or something like that, or a thing of chicken wings or something like that, and you just keep eating, you're just watching TV, not paying attention to anything. You just keep, it's like the emotion, just keep on going like that, you know, while you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's very true. That's very true though. Let's see. Yeah, so we talk about meal prepping and stuff like that. And it also can, you know, I don't know how everyone feels about it, but I know how I feel about, you know, talking to somebody. But there's actually food therapists out there, and I keep on talking about, I have to get this food therapist, I have to interview him. But I'm definitely gonna have him on, not like during live stream, but just have ask him questions and, you know, kind of talk to him about stuff, because some people don't even know, oh, there's something called a food therapist. Wow, I didn't know that, you know. So yeah, but then also seek help. Okay, so yeah, so a couple things you have to be aware, okay, besides healthy habits like we just kind of talked about. Okay, being compassionate with yourself. Understand, if you start eating something or whatever, don't beat yourself up about it. Catch yourself, just try to take a deep breath, and then you know, put it away or do what you have to do. Okay, because that's what sometimes we just beat ourselves up and say, you know, might as well keep on eating. Just catch yourself and then carry on, do what you have to do. Like putting it away or throwing it away. I don't like to waste food, but throwing it away if need be. Okay, rewarding yourself. But don't reward yourself with food. Reward yourself with actual, like, non-food stuff. Like, I don't want to make you a shopaholic, but maybe go shopping for something, you know? Or, you know, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, like, just non-food related. Like, I think about right now, that's, like, non-food related. Like, going shopping for something. I don't know, I can't really think of anything. My mind is going blank right now. But anyway, moving forward, this is also to help, you know, with our relationship with food, positive affirmations, you know, it's besides, you know, just overall the self-esteem. Because most of the times, majority of the time, oh, pedicures, there you go, Sheena, good thinking, pedicures, manicures, get your hair done. You know, that's what I'm talking about, Sheena, you know, so... Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That could definitely be a reward. I mean, I wasn't thinking. I mean, I was thinking about actually getting, because I don't know what these things are. Like, my skin is just, I mean, I cut my nails regularly, but it's like, I don't know. I think I need to get a manicure, right? You know, not pedicure. I don't think people touch my feet. But anyway, sidetracking. So, yeah, so positive affirmations, definitely something you guys can do. Okay, overall, in general, wake up in the morning. I think, if anything, there probably most likely is an app. When you wake up first thing, you have a positive affirmation right away. You know, so you can pop up and kind of start on a good note. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to be, you know, something to think about. Excuse me. I literally just had my dinner. So it's just honestly just understand, like, the managing it, and you know, we talked, kind of gave you some ideas or whatever, but just understand, to kind of summarize, you just understand, like, you have to realize it, like, be like self-aware, you know, and like self-growth, and say, hey, you know what, I'm an emotional eater, and I eat when I'm either, you know, depressed, sad, or even happy, you know, extremely happy, so I deserve this or whatever, you know. So you have to kind of understand and recognize it. Then after that, we take those small steps and heading to the right direction, to logging, putting things in, recognizing it and what triggers it. You know, maybe, you know, my coworker didn't do his part of the assignment or the project or whatever. It pissed me off. So let me just go for a walk instead of trying to find something to eat, kind of thing, you know? And like I said, two more things, getting that help, talking to somebody, you know, kind of handling that stress, whatever it may be. And then lastly, is actually joining a group, like our Facebook group we have. I mean, I have said it multiple times, if you guys, you know, ever want to just post something, like how you're feeling, whatever, that is your group. The Nutrition Education for Busy Women is your group, okay? Your group to express yourselves. Hey, I did this in the gym. Hey, this is my recipe I'm trying out today. These kind of things is there to help help you ladies out. Because, I mean, there's probably tons of other ones. You guys, you don't have to, you know, be a part of my thing, you know, but I appreciate it. But just remember, this is your thing. Okay, I really appreciate it. All right. So, I mean, that's really it. Oh, yeah. No, this is a story I have to say. Now, I might be wrong before I get to cooking oils and everything. So, I might be wrong. I don't really know 100%. But I have a feeling about this. So, I had a client that she was training with me. And she would literally, when she came into the studio, she would actually not even go to the studio. I saw a few times. She would come, like, I thought she was coming to the studio, but she wasn't. She was actually going to the Chinese food restaurant next to me. You know what I'm saying? And she, I don't know if I told the story already, but she would, after she did that, she went to the Chinese food restaurant. She would then come to me. She would order her food first and then come to me to train. And then one time I like asked her, you know, hey, we should talk about your diet. And, you know, I remember the time I asked her about it, or we started talking about it. She said, Shane, I'm just here to work out. I'm not here to talk about, you know, nutrition or whatever at all. You know, she was fairly, you know, she's overweight and everything. And anyway, so we stopped training. And then I remember it's actually this past December, it's like one day before my birthday, because I remember I was getting ready for my family, my in-laws to come over to celebrate my birthday and game night or whatever. And she called me and I said, hey, yeah. She said she wants to start back up again. I said, that's fine. Yeah, we can do that. And then we'll talk about it more on Monday, you know, because that was Friday or whatever it was. But anyway, so I texted her on Monday, or called her. I forgot what I did, really. No response, nothing. And then Tuesday came, nothing at all again. And then Wednesday, I remember I was teaching my class at 9, I want to say like 9:05, 9:15 or something like that. Her friend that I know texted me and said that she passed away. And I know it definitely had to do with, you know, I never really got details or figure out what happened, but it had to do with nutrition and other things that was what she was dealing with. But I think I remember she opened up to me about it and saying that she was in an abusive relationship. And I think that when people are in a certain kind of relationship, you know, abusive relationship, they feel like there's only one thing they can't control. They can control what they eat, you know? And I remember like a long time ago, before she trained with somebody else, she lost a ton of weight. She was doing like different like events, like physical events, like not a thing of triathlon, kind of variation of triathlons and stuff like that. She was doing fantastic, you know, but then she gained it back and all this stuff because she never dealt with that relationship with food. So, it sucked. But I think it's because of her, there's only one thing she can control, and that was food. And I think that's when it comes down, what it came down to. It came down to that. So, I mean, I have to feel that people sometimes use that as a coping mechanism, you know, whatever, to cope with their problem. And you know, it sucks, but yeah. So as I'm saying, guys, if you got to recognize certain things about yourselves, and you know, really, you know, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. This is for my health. This is for my family. This is for my future. So let me do this, you know? But yeah, so that's it for, emotional eating. Let's move on. Anybody have any questions, feel free to ask. You know, like I said, yeah, it's let's see this chat. Is that the chat? Okay, nothing. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's talk about oils. Okay, we're gonna talk about some good ones, some bad ones. We kind of touch on why some ones are bad and, you know, so on and so forth. Alrighty, so we love our olive oil. I don't even have to explain why. It's really good with it's heart healthy, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties. Really good for salad. Actually, fun fact, I don't know any difference. I mean, I don't keep track of this stuff. Oil is oil to me. I mean, not oil is oil to me. I didn't take that back. If I'm using, like, say, for instance, olive oil is good for medium heat compared to really, really high heat compared to coconut. Coconut is high heat. High heat cooking, you know, but it's like, I don't care. Oil is oil. I mean, the good oil I'm talking about. I don't really high, low, whatever. Anyway, then avocado oil, also a good one. Vitamin E as well. Okay. Good for the eyes. That's high heat as well. If you're interested, high smoke point. Coconut oil, fantastic. Medium chain triglycerides. Okay, those are good stuff. Help with the immune system, boost your immune system. Okay, then flaxseed oil. Okay, me personally, I get it in pill form. You can actually all put it on salads if you want to. That's fine. You have to keep that like on low heat and stuff like that. That's sensitive to heat, actually. All right, so that's good for salads and smoothie and stuff. Now, this one gonna probably blow your mind. Canola oil. Okay, just understand, I'm not using canola oil, but I'm just giving you the facts so you guys know. Okay, so canola oil is modified. Okay, is kind of like a GMO. Okay, so understand something. Is actually the worst of the best oils to use, if that makes sense. So it's like on a bottom. Excuse me, when it comes to oils. So the reason why is because it doesn't really have that much saturated fat. Okay, and it actually has omega-3s. Yes, I know, Rashina, yeah. And actually has omega-3s, and I'm gonna get into omegas after this. Okay, that's very, very important. We have to make sure we understand what omega-3s, omega-6s is. So understand that. You can cook with it, you can bake with it, all these different kind of stuff. Okay, it's like I said, it's the worst, best oil to use. Okay, but the reason why, like I said, it's low in saturated fat, high in monounsaturated fat, which is fantastic. Contains omega-3s, fats. And can cook, you know, cook with anything, really. Okay, now the reason why people don't want to use it, okay, is because it's a GMO, okay, genetically modified organism, okay? It's like the way that's processed and the different kind of things people don't agree with. So that's why it's really frowned upon, I guess you can say, you know? So just be aware of that, okay? So canola oil isn't 100% bad. Okay, so when you see it in your ingredient list or whatever, and like, oh my God, canola oil, and put that away. Just understand it's not 100% bad, okay, because it does have beneficial properties in it. So I want to say 50-50, but maybe 75-25, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I was shocked when I did my research about this. I had to double check, triple check this, fact check, and whatever. But yeah, it is actually one of the best. The worst best oils to use. Okay. Alrighty. So let me see something. See if there's any questions at all for anybody in the other chat. No. Okay, perfect. So all right, now we're gonna go into bad ones. Okay, this is probably okay. You know, whatever. I'm not gonna use those anyway. It's fine. Palm oil. Okay, high in saturated fat, and which could raise LDLs. I'll stick with my olive oil. Yes, yeah, stick with my olive oil. And I'm actually gonna talk about something else too, which is weird. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about something else too. Did I put it in my notes? Talk about it. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. And actually, I should talk about. Okay, let me finish off. So, soybean oil, highly processed, what have you. I mean, we're not gonna use that. We know to deal with that one. Vegetable oil, we know to deal with that one. It's highly processed, mixture of different oils, highly processed, refined, high in omega-6s. But remember, well, we'll get to it in a minute. Let me just continue. And partially hydrogenated oils. Okay, this is found, it contains trans fats, high for heart disease, stroke, all that, type 2 diabetes, found a lot in processed and fast foods. All right. That's why fast food tastes so good. Partially hydrogenated oils. Okay, so before I get into omegas, omega 6, let me talk about the oils real fast. One more thing about oil, because I know it's probably a ton of you guys that do it. I actually just did it. I made some eggs for Logan just a few minutes ago. You know, yes, I'm happy he loves eggs. I love eggs. So understand the oil spray. Okay, just understand what it is. Why is it low calorie? It doesn't make sense. So understand it's the way it's made is, from what I understand, it's made partially with the contents or whatever it is. Like if it's olive oil or whatever, it's made a little bit of olive oil, then it's diluted with water or some type of substance to kind of make it like the calorie like not be nothing. Okay, and then it's emulsified, and they put these other properties in it to kind of mix it together and like stay together, and then you get their spray, low calorie spray. But it is not dangerous, of course, because of course, they wouldn't put it in the market. The U.S. government puts a lot of stuff in the market, and just, oh, you know, it's okay, whatever. But anyway, but it is safe to use. Okay, but you understand what it comes from. It uses a little bit, so small amounts, that's why it's so low calorie. And like I said, it mixes usually with water, emulsified, and add in a little bit more to kind of bind it together, keep it together, and then you have your sprays. Okay, I just want to throw that in there. Okay, just in case if you guys didn't know. So the sprays aren't bad or whatever. Okay, now we're going to talk about omegas, omega-3s, omega-6s. Okay, because we talked about canola oil, why it's good compared to the other stuff. Okay, all right, so omega-6s. Okay, understand. So omega-3s, let's start with the good stuff. Actually both of them are good. So omega-3s is really beneficial for us. Okay, it helps us a lot. That's the one we try to go for, and everything we get it from fish, flaxseed oil, chia seeds, walnuts. All right, anti-inflammatory, cardiovascular health, helps with your heart or whatever, brain health and mental health overall. Okay, now this is what omega-6 is. We always know omega-6 is so bad and all this kind of stuff. So the benefits of omega-6s, it helps with growth. Okay, skin, bone health, hair health, it helps with that. Okay, so your normal development and growth and all that kind of stuff, that's omega-6. Okay, now the sources are, we know, meat, certain nuts, seeds, vegetable oils. Okay, you know, usually the bad stuff. Okay, like, you know, we say don't have too much red meat, or don't have too much meat, or whatever, the skin from the fat from the skin, or whatever, or it's got fat from the animal, whatever, fat on the animal. So the thing is, you have to know is there's a ratio that you have to follow. So you kind of can still have your omega-6s, but then, you know, make sure you balance it out with omega-3s. So omega-3s is what you really need. Like I said, in the like higher amounts of omega-3s and lower amounts of omega-6s. So omega-6s aren't entirely bad. They can cause certain issues. They can cause, you know, inflammation and heart disease and all this stuff that we don't want. But we have to make sure that we understand that it's important to have a balance. Okay, it's important to have a balance. Okay, so where was I? So because right now, yeah, so the modern American diet, okay, from 6 to 3 is usually 15 to 1 or 20 to 1. That's what's killing us. Okay, so it's too much of a bad thing. Yeah, we're just having too much of a good thing. Yeah, technically. So like I said, so omega-6 isn't entirely bad. It was just we have an abundance of it, because it's easier, it's cheaper for, you know, the fast food restaurants and the fast food industry to make the food being processed or whatever, because mostly in processed foods and stuff like that. So just be aware of that. Okay, so we want to make sure it's like, yeah, closer to 1 to 1 or 4 to 1 is fine. Like, if omega-6s is 4 and what you call is 1, omega-3s is 1, that's fine. But like when we go into 15 to 1, 20 to 1, that's a problem.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at KadapaStrength.com.
Okay. And guys, as I said before, comment below. Let me know if you like this setup, you know, with the window open, see the beautiful sky. All right. Anyway, now let's move on. So, like I said, you guys have questions, feel free to ask. Yeah, like I said, yeah, feel free to ask. Let me know what you guys are thinking, what you know you guys are concerned about, and so on and so forth. All righty. All right, let me see. Okay. I'm missing my thing. Okay, back on track. All right. So we got to talk about something else, because I know that a lot of times people are trying to be more health conscious to say, you know what, let me go for the vegan diet. Let me go for the vegetarian diet, which is cool, which is fine. Okay, but we have to be, you know, real with ourselves and realize something that being a vegan or being a vegetarian is not 100% the best. Okay, I'm not saying don't do it, but you just have to be aware of certain things. You can still get heart disease. You can still get blood pressure issues. You can still have a stroke. You can still, you know, have diabetes. You can still have all that stuff, you know, because of, you know, we usually eat in excess and we move less. So that's what's going to happen. Okay, so you guys understand that. Okay, don't think that's always the best way to do it. Just eat vegetables and, you know, beans and rice and all that stuff. Okay, because some of the stuff, like I said, some of the food is highly processed. You look at Beyond Meat, or you look at what's Beyond Meat? What is it? What's the other one? I forgot the other one. It's called Beyond Meat, but most of the stuff is highly processed. It's still processed. You know what I'm saying? To give that taste, someone that's not a vegan, to lure them over to the dark side, but lure them over to that side, you have to make sure it tastes like it. Say it's all, have those soy burgers to make, and they're gonna try to make it taste like, or not soy burger, but like, you know what I'm saying, like a veggie burger, or meatless, or meat, whatever, not meatless, but like a Beyond Meat burger, whatever, and it has to taste like beef somewhat, or they won't like it. But it's processed to get that flavor and get that color and get all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It also is lacks a variety. I mean, you're gonna have some fiber and stuff like that and all that kind of jazz, but it's lacking certain things that we're gonna need, and we'll talk about it in a couple of seconds. So also understand something though. If you're genetically predisposed to heart disease, blood pressure, I mean, not everybody, just because you have it doesn't mean that, you know, maybe your dad might have it, doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's in the family. But I feel like if you're actually doing something, like you're trying to stop it from getting bad, and it still happens, that probably means that it probably just runs in the family. You're gonna have to take medication. Doesn't matter what kind of diet you're on. All right. And then, you know, like I said, lifestyle. Saturated fats. There's a lot of saturated fats when it comes to the vegan diets. Okay, some of the substitutes that we have, like the plant-based meats and stuff like that. Like I said, high, it could be high in saturated fats. That means your cholesterol goes up. Okay, so that's why, I'm a vegetarian though, but my cholesterol's up. Yeah, but you know, food that you're eating, yeah. Like I said, genetically you're predisposed to it. Lifestyle changes, it's like saying, it doesn't matter if you're eating meat or eating a carnivore diet or whatever, or well-balanced diet, or when I say well-balanced, you meaning eating both plant and meat, and then you're eating just plant. It really doesn't matter if you're eating in excess and not moving that much. You're still going to get diabetes. You're still going to have all that stuff when it comes down to it. Okay. Stress and sleep. Are you stressed out? Yeah, but extremely stressed out. If you're not sleeping enough, that's a factor too. It doesn't matter if you eat vegetables or not. Okay. Or vegan or not. Okay. You're usually deficient in iron, B12. I went on this list before. B12s, omega-3s, you know what I'm saying? So you have to take omega-3 supplement and stuff like that. Okay, so be aware, you know, if you're overeating, undereating, that could play a role in it. You having some type of metabolic, all these is pretty much what could happen, like metabolically, why, or if you're vegan or a vegetarian, why you can actually still have metabolic syndrome, metabolic issues, meaning blood pressure issues and diabetes and so on and so forth. I'll just explain to you why. So because of the fact that you're having high in like inflammation, you could have a lot of inflammation going on. So because of your high inflammation, meaning you have a lot of omega-6s, you know, because of, you know, the oils and the certain nuts you're eating, you know, you're not getting that not getting enough omega-3s. That could be an issue too. Okay. So like the soybean oil, those kind of things. So you just have to be aware, like sugary breads and sugary snacks, I should say, usually have a lot of omega-6s in it. Okay. So you guys are well aware of that. Okay. So it's a lot to think about. So if you decide to become a vegan or vegetarian, that's when I've actually, as I said, supplements is definitely going to be key for you. And I understand what you guys are doing. When it comes to some of you doing it for the humane part of it, it's inhumane that we're doing this to the animals, and I get it, it's fine, but just understand you have to take care of yourself too. You're trying to live a long life, feel like, so you should make sure that you take care of yourself. So if you have to supplement, take a B12 tablet. If you have to take omega-3s tablet, or you know, whatever supplements, an iron supplement, do what you have to do, but you have to get your iron in. You have to get all these different things. Oh yeah, and also too, I forgot protein. Okay, it's really hard for vegetarian or vegan to get protein, and protein is key. It's, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to increase muscle mass, you need protein. I don't care, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter where it comes from, I should say, or what anyone says, you need protein. Okay, you want to build muscle, stay lean, and stay all that kind of stuff, you need protein. Okay, so we made it to the last thing. Okay. Tips for avoiding snacking and sweets. Okay, this is for in your house. Okay, these are those five things I kind of put together. Okay, number one. Okay, if you have a Costco or BJ card, or maybe Costco, is Sam's Club still around? But anyway, if you have one of those big, you know, those big store cards, you do not buy snacks from them. Okay, you do not buy snacks. You do not buy anything. I mean, you shouldn't buy it anyway, at all. You know, I mean, actually, I'll get to it in a minute, but do not buy it there. That's all I'm trying to say. Because you get you pay maybe one and a half price, and you get three bags worth or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a good deal. I'm not going to lie. But we, you know, got to be more cautious when we go back to emotional eating and what have you. We're trying to avoid that stuff. Not Costco. Yeah. I'm saying, you know, just don't buy those stuff from Costco. Those stuff. Everything else, they get your chicken breasts, your chicken thighs, chicken legs, whatever, brown rice, whatever you want to get. Vegetables, get from Costco. The chips are amazing, and I've been eating an entire bag of chips. Let's try not to do that. but it's like I said though, if you're gonna do, I mean, Costco though, I have to admit, Costco is being very, very cautious, and it's being very, very responsible, I should say. I can get a BJ's card. My mother-in-law has one, but I can go to BJ's, but I usually go to Costco. There's more Costco's around me than anything. So, but either way, Costco is bringing out a lot of stuff, like wholesome, you know, good stuff, like in bulk, you know? So, you know, let's keep an eye out for that. There's tons of people I know putting out content about it. Oh, my Costco haul or whatever. You can just type that in YouTube. Oh my God. It's been a long day. But you can just type that in and be able to see like Costco haul or something. I mean, I guess I can jump on a wagon too and start to do that stuff too. But yeah, but anyway, for number one, don't buy treats from Costco or BJ's. Make sure your spouse hides his or her treats, okay, and not to eat in front of you. Okay, talk to him or her, let them know, or roommate, or whatever the case may be. Hey, if you're gonna eat that, that's fine, but don't eat it in front of me. Okay, and hide it from me. Okay, them Oreos look good as hell, especially the double stuff, man. Those look good as hell, but you know what? Keep that away from me. Okay. All right, have healthy snacks. So homie kind of talked about this earlier. Have more healthier snacks. And this, the thing is, though, even if it's healthy, though, like same thing with being a vegetarian or vegan or whatever, you know, you think you're eating good, but if you overconsume on anything in what's a good word? Well, if you overconsume on something good, it turns into bad. LOL, fry Oreos. Yes. Yes. We have to stay away from that. All right. Even if it's good, if it's quote unquote healthy or whatever, we have to make sure that we don't overindulge, overconsume with it. Okay. All right. Give your kids healthy snacks as well, so you aren't tempted. Okay. Oh my God. I'm, you know, Cindy, Johnny, whatever, left their half eaten, whatever on the table. I don't want to go to waste or whatever. Cause sometimes I give Logan snacks and he's like over, like, this mother, like, whatever. But sometimes he doesn't finish the snacks, believe it or not. And then, you know, you don't want to go to waste, you know, you don't want to waste food. So you usually end up eating it. So just be careful of that. Okay. Lastly, save treats and treats and sweets for big events. So let's say, but if you're going out, like say when I say big events or dinners or something like that, when I say that though, if you're going out every night, then this is a different story. You're not gonna every night, just, you know, if you can afford it in this economy, good for you. But you know, be more mindful. Maybe you're going out once a night, once a week with your significant other, something like that. Fine, you know, in moderation though, you know, do what you have to do, plan accordingly with your calories or whatever if you're doing that kind of thing. You know, but just be mindful of it, you know, when you're eating it. Maybe share one dessert with your husband or your wife or whatever. You know, cut the cake in half. Because especially like, what is it? Cheesecake Factory? Oh, man. One of those Cheesecake Factories, one of those slices is like over 1,000 calories. Over 2,000. Well, I think one close to 2,000 calories. I think one is, yeah. That's just crazy. That is just crazy. So you can probably slice that in fours, that one slice in fours. You know, your spouse has one, you have one, you know, and save the other two pieces for another day. Because it's crazy how many calories it is. But anyway, so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for that. I mean, I hope that helps a lot because it can be tempting, especially, you know, when you're doing things. I mean, I actually want to shout. Well, no, they're not in the group, but something happened where one of my clients, they were traveling. They had to go Maryland. And then they had to go to PA, then come back home late at night. So what they did, and I was surprised, they told me like what they ate the entire day. And it was fantastic. I mean, because that, for me, I think a person, you know, that does that, is going back and forth doing all kind of stuff, is definitely going to eat like crap. But they ate good. They prioritized protein and everything. It was really, really, I was impressed. I was really, really impressed, you know, but it could be tough. So, you know, like I say, when stuff like that happens, you're going to be on the road for a long period of time, even if you don't think so. Maybe keep something in your pocketbook or your bag or your car. Maybe not in your car anymore because it's about to start to get warm, but maybe in your pocketbook. I have a sling. Actually, maybe I could probably put something like a protein bar. I don't really like any protein bars though, but maybe you could probably put something in your bag or something to kind of like just kind of hold you over when things like that happen, so you're not tempted to, you know, eat anything too bad. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was really proud of them because it takes a lot, especially, you know, driving past all these different, you know, restaurants. It could be tough. But anyway, Yeah, so I mean that's pretty much it when it comes down to it. So I mean, I hope that I use a lot of information. I don't think I missed anything. I think I got everything when it talks about, yeah, when it comes to emotional eating, when it comes to the cooking oil, when it comes to omega 6s, omega 3s, you know, all these different kind of stuff. I just think it's important that we all know this. All right. So if there's no questions at all, you know, just oh yeah, so because I won't see you guys next Monday. Next Monday is I'm about to say library day. Oh my god, it's been a long day. Cause I want to take Logan to the library to look at some books and read to him there, but I didn't get a chance to. But anyway, make sure that stay in the group. Look, Nutrition Education for Busy Women, guys. I'm gonna try to keep putting more frequently stuff on it. I mean, I think I'm putting a lot, and I don't want like bombard you with stuff. But if I put something there, I think it's definitely helpful. Because there's so many different and I want to hear you guys' opinions when I post stuff like that. Let me know what you guys think about whatever it is I may post, you know, because I think it's very, very important that we educate ourselves. And also, not everything I post is right. Not everything I post is going to be, okay, this is the way you should do it. You need to be a carnivore. You need to, you know, be a vegan or whatever. No, these are the facts that I'm giving to you. I'm just reporting the news, reporting my opinions about things, but it doesn't mean that my opinion is right. Okay. So yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was fun. I was actually really excited because there was so much good information I saw. Like, talk about emotional eating is so important. And I'm actually gonna you're welcome, Rashina. And there's one I have to actually talk to her. I'm gonna have not on the live stream, but I'm definitely gonna talk to somebody else. So the food therapist I have to talk to, have an interview with, and one of my clients I have to talk to. But she said, Shane, I gotta do this. Shane, I wanna go on. And honestly, I'm just gonna let her talk. So it could be, I'm telling you right now, it could be 1 hour, it could be 2 hours, it could be 3 hours. Because I think from her back, I'm not gonna ruin it, from what she's been through, I think it'd be very, very important to hear what she has to say. All right, guys. So anyway, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you so much. All right. Alrighty, guys. Have a good day.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kadapastrength.com.